morning and welcome to the Green Chocolate Bar. I'm Coach Michael.
And I'm Coach Kelly.
And we are the co-owners of Club Inhale Exhale, located at 530 Boston Road in Billerica. We are a private fitness and nutritional design studio. We work on getting you out of your head, help you make real lifestyle changes. And that's what we're going to do today. We're going to share with you a ton of stuff that's going to be pretty cool. If you want to be part of today's show, give us a call at 978-454-4980, 978-454-4980. Make sure to visit us over at clubinhaleexhale.com. Sign up for our newsletter. Stay up to date on whatever we have going on. Visit us over at Facebook at facebook.com/clubinhaleexhale and stay up to date with everything, again, that we have going on. Good morning.
Good morning. Do you think we have enough going on?
No, absolutely not.
No,
we should add just
more.
A few more things,
okay,
right?
Great.
Yeah, how's it going?
I'll be right behind you.
Fantastic.
How are you feeling this morning, Coach Michael?
I'm feeling just fine.
Just fine?
Just fine.
So I wanted to say thanks to the GLCC, our girls, Danielle and Miss Karen, for putting on that great gathering last night for the Mardi Gras event. That was really fun.
Yeah. Good time.
And I sort of was thinking about all the people that we were chatting with last night. And it was, you remember that show Romper Room? Was it Romper Room?
Romper Room,
where she would call out people's names. I see Joey and Kelly and Michael.
Uh-huh.
That's how...
she was bouncing around like that, too. You know, and she'd wave across the room.
And she was looking in the mirror or something. Or she had some thing in her hand. And I was thinking, gosh, everybody was there last night.
Yeah, there were a ton
of
people there.
Great.
Considering how much snow we have on the ground.
Yeah, I think people needed to get out.
They did. They absolutely did. And they came out. They enjoyed themselves. They had a great time. And
that was fun.
Awesome job by the GLCC.
Yeah, it was good. So my little romper room thing, we saw Jerry and Ernie and Karen and Danielle and Max and Wendy and Gwen. You know who my favorite was to see last night?
Who's that?
Bernie Brown.
Oh, yeah.
Bernie Brown. Yeah. I love him.
He's fun. He's a good time, man. Yeah.
Anyway, so if you guys don't know who these people are, you gotta either join the GLCC.
Yeah.
Oh, you got to come hang out with the people at the Club Inhale Exhale.
Because
we had so much fun last night.
We always have a good time. Kidding
me?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Gotta love what you do.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, yeah. Could you imagine? Could you imagine doing something else other than what
we
do?
I've been there.
Oh, I don't know. I don't know if I could do a desk job ever again.
Neither could I. No way.
I don't know. It would have to be a significant income.
Yeah.
Let's just put it that way.
Yeah.
Let's just put it that way. And so we have secrets today.
What? What now? What do you have
baby
up
goats.
Your sleeve over there?
It's not what I have up my sleeve. It's what we have up our sleeve, apparently.
I see.
We're going to be dealing with one of those little article things that people put that whoever these writers are.
Mm.
I love this. 10 things your personal trainer won't tell you. What?
Yeah, right.
So apparently I have 10 very important secrets, Michael.
Yeah, of course. Of course, you do.
We'll split them. I have 5 and you have 5. How's that?
Of course.
Right. So we're going to dig into that a little bit and have some fun, because as I was reading through the things that supposedly I don't tell people, because they're very important secrets that I keep close to my chest. I know I'm fresh today.
I guess so.
There's some good points in there that I think are going to help people understand why we are so unique in what we do.
Yeah.
And that it is about lifestyle, and we actually are saving people's lives, and we wear capes. And there's a reason for that, because we're very important people. Right?
Of course.
So we're going to have some fun with that. Do you have it pulled up, by the way?
I do. I'm looking at it.
Oh, wait. We're going to talk about the retreat, too, bud.
Yeah, man. We got a lot going on. Told you. You want to add something else?
No.
You sure?
Uncle. No.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't want to add anything else.
My brain is full.
So, well, let's touch on the retreat before we get into anything else, because we need to let people know about this, because this is like a yearly event. This is now huge.
Yeah.
So it's our first health and wellness retreat, June 12th through the 14th.
Correct.
And literally, it's a Cape Cod getaway.
Yeah,
that's exactly how you want to think about
this weekend in the Cape.
Yeah. Yep. And so what do people get, Coach Michael?
Right.
Go ahead, let them know.
Let's see here. So when we put this together, we wanted to make sure that people came out, had a safe environment, had a great environment to kind of sit back and soak in all the information that we can give them.
Mm-hmm.
Our knowledge, kind of pass that on to them.
Mm-hmm.
So part of what we're doing is our workshops.
Mm-hmm.
You have a couple, I have a couple.
Yeah.
And we're going to be educating people not just only on you know, fitness and nutrition and calorie intake and things of that nature. But then we're also going to be talking to people about changing.
Yeah, the
lifestyle.
The fourth dimension that I discovered at Wendy Kaplan's retreat.
Mm-hmm.
Where was that? That was in Newport, Rhode Island this year.
Right.
That we frequently, you know, a typical box gym has you working in two dimensions. You pick it up, you put it down. You pick it up, you put it down. You pick it up, you put it down. And the great thing about us at our studios, we don't have machines that work you in two dimensions. So
exactly.
we're actually forced in a really great way to work people in three dimensions.
Yep.
But then this fall, I was like, hello, sunshine. Have mm-hmm. you not been awake? Like, we work on a fourth dimension with
mm-hmm.
people.
Sure.
We work from the inside out.
Correct.
I don't care what people look like. I don't care what people
right.
weigh. I care about what's happening in your soul, in
mm-hmm.
your mind. And that's the fourth dimension we're going to be talking about.
That's where
in
things
June.
Change. And
big
need
word.
To change.
Stop using that word. It's a big
no.
word. No, I'm just kidding.
No.
So that's what we're going to be doing at the retreat is we're
mm-hmm.
going to be working on people's fourth dimension.
Yeah.
You know, how to... what is inspiration and
mm-hmm.
talking more about motivation and some specific steps on how to make sure that you can take what we teach you and carry it through your life.
Exactly.
Yeah. That's going to be some good stuff.
So on top of that,
yeah,
what do we got going on? I mean, we're doing breakfast and lunch both
oh,
days.
Oh yeah. Breakfast and lunch are
right.
Included.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And
we're going to show you how to prepare breakfast and lunch and kind of
correct.
Give you quick tips on things that can make your life a little bit easier if you feel like you're a little frantic and
yep.
maybe right now timing isn't your thing.
Yep. We got activities planned. So one of the days we're actually going to be going kayaking, and the other day we're going to be going biking. We're going to hit the
yeah.
bike trail.
Yeah, that's going to be awesome.
And
so these are activities that are great for all ages. I
yeah.
just want to make sure we point that out. And
yeah.
we are over 18.
Of course we are. Yep.
But anybody can sit in a kayak. Right? And
that's awesome.
It doesn't have to be crazy intense. Look, we're not here to, you know, push up against the wall and say, rah, rah,
right,
now you got to
exactly.
go work out. This
no.
is to get you off the couch, out of your house, away from those everyday things that tie you down.
Exactly.
And remind you that you have an entire weekend to focus on yourself
mm-hmm.
and reflect on yourself and create. You know, maybe we do like what Wendy Kaplan does. Bring a journal. You
mm-hmm.
know, start writing these
well,
things
people
down.
People should absolutely be bringing journals when they come here.
Yeah, then we're going to have to add that into the information.
There.
So
yeah.
it's the Club Inhale Exhale retreat, and that
correct.
Is that. That's how do we find that on our
we're
website?
We're working on getting
we
it up
get
there.
That
but
up there.
If they were to Google Cape Cod Fitness and Nutrition Retreat,
mm-hmm.
they'll find us.
Yeah.
The link is live. It's just that we are waiting on our web developer to. Situate the buttons at the top.
Oh, he did. Just
oh,
yesterday,
yeah.
he did.
Fantastic.
Yeah,
so
yeah,
that'll
yeah, yeah.
be up later today. Then.
All right. Okay,
guaranteed.
Good. All right.
Yeah.
So June 12th through June 14th.
Exactly.
Come to us for
yeah.
a Cape Cod getaway. Two
yeah.
private homes. And if you don't want to stay
yeah.
in the homes, you can and you want to find your own
yeah,
accommodations,
good,
that's fine.
A good point to mention here, too, is
mm.
that if they do stay in the homes,
yeah.
that lodging is included into the
oh,
total cost.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
We don't have a whole lot of space. We're limited.
Yeah.
You know? But at the same time, if you're one of the first people that want to get in there and you want to stay at the house and stuff like that,
yeah.
Total cost, it's pretty inexpensive for a weekend getaway.
Yeah, it's only $4.95.
$4.95.
Think about what
lodging
you...
Lodging included, breakfast and lunch included.
Right?
All the workshops
included. All the activities
included, all
and
the activities,
our time. For a whole weekend?
Yeah.
People, I guarantee a lot of people out there would spend probably close to that anyway, just hanging out around home, not getting the education and
yeah.
not getting the fitness
guaranteed.
And not getting results.
Guaranteed.
Yeah.
A night
so.
Out these days can cost you $100 to $200.
Oh,
yeah.
100 to 200?
Yeah, easily.
Walk in my shoes for
yeah.
a weekend.
Well, all set.
Well, my shoes are cute. You don't want to walk in my shoes?
I'm all good.
Oh, man. I would actually, what size are you anyway? No, I'm just kidding. All right, so we brought up the retreat. We want to make sure people know about that. And we're obviously going to be talking about that a lot more.
Right.
Our six-week challenge is almost over.
That
wow.
it is,
wow.
yeah.
Wow.
It was supposed to end
that
this week, actually, on
I
Friday.
Mm.
We've extended it, so we got next week. Will be the last week. And we're actually going to be talking to those guys this evening.
Oh, yeah. We
yeah.
got to set up the phone call.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, these guys get a private phone call with
yeah.
us every week.
But
yay.
They are doing fantastic.
They are.
Yeah.
Mm.
Kristen in Danvers is doing a great job. She just came to me the other night and was
mm-hmm.
like 3 more pounds.
Wow.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, she's doing great. She
now,
really
is this
is.
Kristen that came
that you
down?
Met on Saturday. She'll
okay.
be back there on Saturday again.
Oh, will she?
She really enjoyed the class.
Oh, I'm so happy. Yeah. And that means Miss Amber is going to be back too then.
Yeah, I didn't see her on the schedule yet, but I'm sure.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, hopefully she signs up for those classes. Mm-hmm. So, and I want to throw it out there as well. If people have any more questions about the retreat or a six-week challenge that they want to do with us or a consultation, they should reach us at 888-707-1102.
Yeah.
And you can get in touch with us on our website as well. Info, excuse me. clubinhaleexhale.com.
Exactly.
Or shoot us a quick email, info@clubinhaleexhale.com. And you know what a lot of people ask? Are there two E's in that? Yeah.
Yes,
it's
they are.
It's inhale with the E at the end and exhale with the E.
Double it up, people.
Yeah.
Right? Double it up.
Don't be leaving out letters on
exactly.
us. We like to take up all the letters and use them all.
Right.
All right. So we're going to give away our secrets?
Yeah, we could. Absolutely.
Are you like asking me?
Why not?
Well, what? Doing. By the way, what's with the new intro music?
Hey, I looked at Chris this morning when I came in, right? And what did I say? I feel like a little Van Halen.
Yeah, and perfect song too. Panama, warm
Great.
Thoughts.
Come
warm
on.
Thoughts.
That's it right there.
I like it.
You know?
Hey, Mr. Chris, where were you last night?
Where was I last night?
Well, not where were you last night. I don't mean to be nosy, but, well, maybe I do.
Right?
I don't know, actually. Yesterday was a really busy day for me. I did laundry. I did shopping. I had to pick Gabby up really late from work.
Got it.
Yesterday was crazy.
Crazy
Not
day.
Fun.
Crazy.
No.
Oh,
I'm happy it's over.
Yeah, yeah, good. All right. All right. Well, maybe next year we'll see you at the event then. All right. So we're going to have to.
I'll tell you what. We'll come back with that because we're going to come back with you don't need me. You need a lifestyle change.
Oh,
yeah?
Well.
So stay tuned. You're on the Green Chocolate Bar.
Girls just want sex and money.
Welcome back to the Green Chocolate Bar. I'm Coach Michael.
And I'm Coach Kelly.
And we just left you with, you don't need me. You need a lifestyle change.
I don't need you anymore. Get out.
Yeah. Exactly. You know, so you saw this article first, right?
Yeah. Did I send it to you?
You did.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
What was your initial thoughts on it?
I can't say that on the radio. Sorry. Sorry.
Let's try the version of it.
It's poop.
Uh huh.
Mm-hmm.
Why?
Well, you just brought up a great point that the person who wrote the article doesn't even. Know
has
anything
nothing to do.
Has nothing to do with the fitness and nutrition or
nothing
or the this fourth dimension type of stuff.
Basically, you know, from what I'm seeing here, maybe this person went out and did some sort of survey or just kind of went out there and went from box gym to box gym to box gym and to see what they offered. Who knows? I don't know where he's getting his information or data to basically say that this is happening across the board.
You know what? We should Moogly Google this guy.
Yeah.
Okay. And we should ask him those questions.
Perfect.
Oh.
So
we're going to start like a little rumble.
Uh-huh.
I haven't done that since high school.
So let's go into the first one.
Yeah. Go ahead.
You don't need me. You need a lifestyle change.
So what coach wouldn't tell their clients that? That doesn't make any sense.
None whatsoever. We tell people they need a lifestyle change all the time.
Yeah.
We just guide them through the process of it.
And they actually need support, so they do need us.
Yeah.
I feel so confused. Can you hear the confusion in my voice? So go ahead, because I know you have a point you want to bring up.
I skipped down a little bit, you know, and I'm kind of reading it here.
Well, don't be skipping ahead. It's kind of hard not to.
So he basically says the best trainers excel at introducing sedentary clients to basic exercise activities and in getting more experienced ones to try new exercises. Eliminate inefficient ones or perform better. Where they often fall short is in getting clients to make changes to lifestyle and diet that complement the work they're doing at the gym.
Not us.
Exactly.
Whoa.
You know, this guy hasn't gone across the board.
Well, hold on. I'm going to interrupt you.
Of I know what you're
Well,
say.
It's obvious he hasn't gone across the board, okay? But this guy obviously doesn't know us either.
No, he doesn't.
And not many people do. I mean, we're still kind of, Club Inhale Exhale is still new.
Sure.
And when people discover us, they're like, well, where have you been all of
right.
my life?
Of course.
So he just doesn't know us yet.
Yeah.
And we're taking this article a little personally because we've been through the transition of being just trainers all the way up to coaches.
So he actually got this. So the industry has created a model that doesn't work for 99% of the people. This came from Anthony Wall. He's a personal trainer, instructor, and the director of professional education for the American Council on Exercise. It's an industry trade group. You know, that to me, I understand why he's saying that. I get that because we say it all the time. There's a lot of trainers out there. There's not enough coaches.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Oh, yeah.
And I think this is what they're kind of basing things on. But to write an article like this, I mean, if you're telling people that they don't need me, as in me, a coach,
sure,
but they need a lifestyle change, well, this guy's an idiot.
Oh, damn.
Because they need both. They need somebody to help them, like you said,
yeah,
guide them through the process,
right?
And coach them through those waters.
Yeah.
Come on. It's not the easiest thing in the world.
No.
It can be.
It can be, but it's not.
It's not.
And we say it can be easy because everything in life is as easy as you make it or as difficult as you make it.
Exactly.
But I think back 2 years ago when I was trying to figure all this stuff out on my own,
yeah,
right? You either have to really be a very persistent person, mm-hmm, or you do end up in that trap of, oh, screw it, never mind. I don't know what I'm doing anyway. Am
exactly
I even doing this right? I don't know. I don't know. You fall into the I don't knows, and then you start the self-talk inside of your head, and then you think going to the gym is going to do it for you. Well,
you know,
no.
I've run across a ton of clients that have had really bad experiences, and every time we end up meeting with those people,
yeah,
that have had those bad experiences, they're jaded. And how do they come off onto us? You know, it's
yeah,
a tough thing. They're looking at us like you're just another one. You're just another one. And it's a very difficult thing. So you know what? I'm curious to see who's out there that has had some bad experiences with trainers at gyms or anything like that.
Yeah.
Give us a call. Let us know. 978-454-4980. You know, I want to hear stories because I hear them all the time. Was it good? Was it bad? And more often than not, I do hear, unfortunately, bad stories, you know?
Yeah,
so
I know.
I get it. I do. But again,
but we're changing that perspective.
Yeah, you got somebody that's not in the industry that's making these type of assumptions.
Yes.
You know?
Yeah, yeah.
Don't like it.
So you that just reminded me of something that a client had said to me. She said, you know, I was really apprehensive to hire you, Cal, because I've worked with a ton of trainers in the past. And I thought, you know, maybe just working with a trainer is not for me.
Mm-hmm.
She said, but, you know, I like your personality and I've gotten to know you as a girlfriend. And I think, you know, we just mesh and we work. And so I'm going to give this a try. And
sure,
I said, okay, that's fine. So we talked about sort of the basic stuff, you know, squats, lunges, blah, 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 because that's where people sort of think that's what we do, squats, lunges, and blah,
right,
blah, blah,
exactly,
right?
It's the norm, what you see
right,
on TV.
Which is fine. So I said something, I think it was a lunge or a squat, and I was like, well, let's see how that looks. Let's see how you do it. And she was adamant, I'm never going to do a squat again in my life. It was squats. I'm never going to do a squat again in my life. The last time I did it with a trainer, mm-hmm, and I blew out my knee. And
sure,
I thought, oh my gosh.
You know who you're talking about.
You probably do.
Yeah.
And I thought, that's horrible. That's horrible that people are afraid to
sure
work with a trainer. And because they've had that many bad experiences in the past and they've hurt themselves.
Correct.
Yikes.
Correct. Now, here's a number, right, that sticks out and tells me straight up
yeah
that people do need our assistance. They need our help.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
So it says more than 1/3 of Americans, or 79 million, are obese, according to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, at a medical cost of $147 billion a year.
Yeah. Wow.
Okay. That number sticks out big time to me. Why? Because that's reactive medicine.
Well, yeah, well.
$147 billion per year.
You know what's going to happen if Stephanie's listening? She's going to go bananas. She's going to call in and be like, I know, I have all the numbers on it.
She does. She totally does.
She does.
You know, she's the accountant. She's right on it with that
yeah
stuff.
Yeah.
And people don't understand that. Premiums, what do you think you're paying for here?
Well,
the health insurance
yeah
is sky high. Why?
Yeah, I know mine was.
Risk. Huge risk.
Oh, dear.
You know?
Yeah. Anyway, can we move on to something that's
yeah
a little bit more
fine
exciting?
Go for it.
Because, like, hello.
What's up?
Well, I feel like the mood isn't what we want it to be today.
So what do you want to move on to? What are you talking
number two
about right now?
Number two, my certifications may not mean much.
Sure.
All right?
They don't.
So do you think many people ask for certifications?
No. I've been asked probably a total of a dozen times over the last, what? I've been doing this now 6 years?
Yeah.
7 years?
Yeah.
Actually, yeah, longer than 7 years at this point. My
yeah
God. And probably over a dozen times. Something very minimal.
I don't think I've ever been asked.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you know what's a good thing, though, is I've probably never been asked because all of my certificates and my CPR and my AED and all of those things that I've done, they're framed and already on the wall.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, we have them up on the wall. Don't ask. They're right
don't
there.
Don't ask. They're right there. If you want to know, look at them. You know?
They look pretty good.
Yeah, yeah. You know, but it's amazing, though, that like our industry isn't regulated.
I was just going to say that.
You know, it's not regulated. Know. And so here's the double-edged sword with us. It's like if they were to regulate, then, you know, how many years of school would you have to do?
Four.
Right.
Yep.
You know, because physical therapists have to go through a number of years, I believe 6 or 7 years.
Yeah.
Basically getting close to it like a doctorate. Mm-hmm. They have to understand movement and
anatomy and kinesiology and all that.
Everything
and all those
that we
things.
Do, just at a completely different level.
Yeah.
Because they're moving people's bodies.
Right. Right, you know? right.
So, but yeah, I haven't been asked all that much.
No, I haven't.
And I think I've just gotten used to not being asked, but there was a point in time in the beginning where I was surprised people didn't ask me. And I actually wanted to tell them. What I realized is that, believe it or not, most people, what they're looking for is your help. They don't really... I'm going to say this. It's not that they don't care. They just don't care what certifications you have.
Possibly. But I think part of that might be that society thing of he's fit, so he must know what he's doing.
Correct.
And they just follow you.
That's a problem too,
physically.
Though. That's a major problem.
Well, yeah, we've seen that happen in the past. It doesn't turn out good.
No.
So which is good because it shows that you can help yourself and you've done what they're looking for, but that doesn't mean you actually know what you're doing.
Exactly.
Right?
Some people are great at doing it for themselves. They just can't translate the information to somebody else.
Oh, that's a good way of putting it.
You know?
Right? That's a good way of putting
it. It's almost like, all right, well, then I'm just going to take and do what I did for myself to somebody else. And that becomes
bro
the
science.
Bro science. Mm. Right? And they think it's just a copycat. But the truth of the matter is no, you can't. What worked for me is not going to necessarily work for you. That's why you were mentioning it earlier this morning.
Yeah.
We work very different with every single client.
Because we have to.
Right.
We are actually, again, forced in a good way to have to do that. And imagine the wealth of knowledge that we have combined and all the conversations that we have with each other about clients and, hey, I need help with this and, hey, I need help with that. And what would you say and what would you do? And the flower that develops with all of our clients is beautiful.
Of course.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
I like number three here. It's so, don't be impressed by the athletes and stars I've trained. So does that mean that some of these trainers, I guess, are like name dropping?
Of course they are.
Oh.
Why wouldn't they be?
Well, who cares?
Yeah, I'm not going to mention any names, but people know some of the top, we'll call them top trainers in the world because of their name.
Oh, because they trained people like George Clooney.
Right.
So people will say, oh, I trained George Clooney. So does that actually makes them better? I don't know. That doesn't make any sense.
No, absolutely not.
Well, I could say that I train Joyce Ripianzi, right?
Right.
People are going to be like, who's that?
Who's that?
Right? It doesn't matter. We're all people. We're all humans, right? It doesn't matter who you're training.
Here's what it comes down to. It's tree cred, man.
Yeah.
You know
I like
that.
Saying Joyce's name.
Yeah.
I do. I told her that. Sorry, I'm going to interject here. But
I see that.
Last week, or the week before, actually, I told Joyce, I'm like, so this weekend in my house, as I'm kind of snowbound, I was singing her name. She's like, you were singing my name. She just sounds like a star, like Joyce Ripianzi. You know what I mean? You just got to say her name.
What are you talking
I don't know.
About right now?
I guess, hi, Joyce. I don't know.
She's listening.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
Or she will listen
she
to
will
the
listen.
Free download on iTunes.
Yeah.
Or complimentary. Free complimentary.
Free complimentary.
Sorry.
Good.
Yeah. So I guess name dropping probably doesn't make anyone better than the rest. However,
no, but
they train with Coach Kelly and Coach Michael from Club Inhale Exhale, well, then that's something to shout about.
Exactly. But that's what they're basically saying, that these stars, star trainers, tend to charge 10 times more than...
The
same trainer next door that doesn't have an athlete or star as a client.
Yeah.
So just because you are working with a star, it takes you to a whole nother level.
And it still doesn't mean you actually know something different than the person next to you.
The training is pretty much the same across the board, depending on the type of training that you get.
The physical part of it.
The physical part of it.
Yeah.
The emotional, the educational.
That's different.
Sorry. That's different. That comes with experience.
Right.
That comes with time.
Right.
It comes with a lot of trial and error.
Yeah. It's also too bad that people think, and I was reading, and I've seen it in the past, people, trainers, charge $200 an hour.
Right.
I'm like, okay, because you train somebody like George Clooney, mm-hmm. that makes you now worth $200 an hour?
Of course it does.
That's bananas.
Of course it does.
Joyce Ribbianzi. Sorry. What's number four?
You don't have to show up in shape.
You don't have to show up in shape.
Yeah, well, we hear it all the time. Like, oh, you know what? Maybe I'm going to start doing this on my own first. Like, I'll do it for a couple of weeks to a month and stuff like that, and then I'll come see you. Because I'm just not ready to do this yet.
Wow.
Like, I'm not in the shape to do a class.
You know what I think that's class. Like? That's like cleaning for the cleaning ladies.
Okay.
Right? Yeah. People are like, oh my God, the cleaning ladies are coming today. I got to clean the house.
Right?
What?
What? Like, what are you paying them for?
Exactly. Well, I don't want them to see the dishes in the sink.
Exactly.
What? Anyway.
So you don't really have to be in any shape to start. You just have to start.
And what is, again, I ask this all the time, what the heck is in shape? Air quotes, in shape. Uh-huh. What is in shape? What is that? People say I'm so out of shape. What?
Mm-hmm.
I don't understand that.
No?
No, it literally doesn't make any sense. Figuratively, sure, I get it.
Uh-huh.
You're not saying anything different than the person down the street is saying from you. But what the heck is in shape? And who determines you're in shape? And how do you determine you're out of shape? Like, what is that?
The star trainers.
Oh, the star trainers do?
Yeah, they determine.
Oh, the ones you pay $200.
Uh-huh.
Look, if somebody wants to call, get my services for $200 an hour and I can tell them that they're in shape or out of shape, that'd be just fine
with me.
That'd be just fine. Mm-hmm. I will take that on.
Yeah.
Anyway, I'm sorry. I got rants today.
Yeah, you
Joyce Ribbianzi.
You know? So what's five here? What's going on?
Oh, I'm still on number four. I'm sorry.
Are you?
Oh, you know what? I was a page behind you. I'm sorry.
That's all right.
For some reason, this is going in pages. I don't like that.
Yeah, well, it is what it is.
Was that your nice way of telling me to shut up and move on?
It is what it is.
Oh, that's great. That's all right. Payback. You know what payback is, right?
Mm-hmm. 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 Yeah.
All right,
it's a poodle.
A poodle?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Definition of the word in the dictionary, what you're trying to search for.
What?
What? Really?
Okay, never mind.
Really,
moving
right
on. Number six.
Yeah, we got to move on.
It could take a lot of money to get results.
Where are you going? We skip five?
Who cares? We can go back to five.
Off the rails again. Here we go. All right. All right.
Sorry,
what's up?
So number six.
Yeah, go.
It could take a lot of money to get results.
Could it?
I don't know. Well, according to this young man.
Based upon the
Mr. Goldstein.
Based upon the first one,
personal finance reporter.
Yeah, but he's contradicting himself. No? Well, people are paying a fortune in healthcare premiums.
Yeah.
And all the medical costs and all the pills that they're buying
after
the fact,
when
they get high blood pressure and high cholesterol and, you know, joint pain and all these other things and the deficient in vitamin D. People, we live in New England. Everybody's deficient in vitamin D up here. Eat some food.
Wow.
You know?
I think slapped everyone.
It costs more money.
Mm-hmm.
Straight up, it costs more money
mm-hmm.
to be, quote unquote, out of shape.
Oh, boy. Yeah.
Than it does to take care of yourself and being, quote unquote, in shape.
Yeah.
You know? Costs you less money over time. Working out, eating right. And this is what people have to understand.
That's, you just hit it right
on
the head.
It's over time, people. Over time.
Just hit it.
This isn't a, you know, oh my God, I got to dish this out of my pocket right now. Well,
if you want changes right now, sometimes you're going to have to do that.
But exactly.
I don't go to Market Basket and say, I'm going to take this loaf of bread. Can I pay you for it next week when I'm done eating it? Like, come on.
Yeah.
That doesn't make any sense.
Yeah.
Right?
Very
so
true.
What we do is we coach you up until you feel like you have wings and you can rule your own roost and rule your own world. And then you move on and you take the coaching with you. Like, we don't have to, we don't take it back, I guess is what I'm saying.
Yeah.
So sure, if it's going to cost you $50 a month or $5,000 a month, that's money spent, but it's well spent because you can never say, I can't say, well, if you're not a client anymore, I'd like to take all that education back.
Yeah.
Like, that doesn't make any sense.
I mean, it really comes down to, do you want to spend your money on feeling good,
Yeah, right?
Or do you want to spend your money on going to the doctors three times a week, getting new pills and prescriptions?
That doesn't even sound fun.
I'm sick. I don't feel well. You're going to spend a fortune doing that.
Bring the mood down again. Would you knock it off? My God.
You know what then?
What?
Let's give these people a slight break from
us.
Give
them a break.
Right?
Yeah.
So stay tuned. We're going to come back. Muscles come back. Good morning and welcome back to the Green Chocolate Bar. I'm Coach Michael.
And I'm Coach Kelly.
And I'm still giggling, you know?
I know, you're very giggly
lost
today.
Lost it today.
When it comes.
Really well, have.
We had a late
What's
night.
What's going on, Jerry?
Mr. Yeah? Jerry Lauderdale. Look at him.
He was at the same place we were last night.
Yeah.
Having a good time.
Yeah. Did you sleep in, Jer? Did you get to sleep? No. Sleeping in? Wow.
No, come on.
Yeah,
now.
Not us either. No, we didn't get to either. That's all right.
Yeah.
Work hard, play hard, man. That's how it goes.
Yeah.
All right, so go ahead. You were saying.
No. We were coming back. Muscles come later. That was number five, right? Because I know we went on to six and stuff like that.
Oh, did we backtrack now?
Yeah, we
got it.
We backtracked a little bit. So basically what it comes down to, and he's saying, is that don't be surprised if your first session isn't a workout at all with a trainer.
Yes.
And
I thought that was a big deal.
I do agree with that.
I totally agree with that.
I do agree with that because that's what we do.
Totally agree.
First sessions with our clients, we do not work you out.
Yeah.
We don't. There's a reason for that.
Yeah.
We need to find out your flexibility.
Your endurance.
Your strength. Your...
What is he saying? The stupid must be strong?
Yeah? Okay.
Is he talking about meatheads?
I don't know.
So. Anyway.
I think so.
All right. So go ahead.
So, yeah. You want to make sure that we get all this information right at the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
Physical limitations, any injuries, what are you currently on now for medications? Those are discussions. You know? And I do find that people are really surprised sometimes that the first couple of sessions with me is very slow.
Yeah. It's
slow.
Very chatty.
Yeah,
it's
chatty.
Informative.
It's slow. It's informative. And like, oh, we're not going to start working out?
Right.
No.
So here's a great point for that. How many people have you spoken to, and I think maybe it even happened to me once or twice, how many people have you heard or spoken to, have they told you that, yeah, I worked with a trainer before, right, when they first meet us. Yeah, I hired a trainer in the past.
Right.
And I never went back because, oh my gosh, my first session with them, I couldn't walk for
couldn't
a
walk.
Week.
Couldn't walk.
Well.
Do you wonder why?
Well, and then they don't go back.
Correct.
Right? So you got to start out slow is something I wanted to point out. But I also wanted to make... kind of talk about something that I had posted on Facebook, and I'm trying to find it at the same time.
Sure.
But going back to the four dimensions for the retreat that we're going to be teaching people at the retreat and helping them with, discover their fourth dimension.
Sure.
Something I posted, and I just kind of want to put this out there. Diets, shakes, powders, supplements, fat burners, low calorie, counting, quick fixes, et cetera, right?
Mm-hmm.
What do all those things have in common? Do you know? You must have read my post.
I did read the post.
Yeah. So really what those things all have in common, life according to me, and why I'm so damn good at my job, is because the answer to that is all those things have in common. When people take them, it means they really don't want to work on themselves.
No.
I just say that on the radio? Must be fresh.
They're looking for a quick fix.
I know, but I just want to let people know, like from the heart, truly.
Yeah.
Those things are meant for when you don't really actually want to work on yourself.
Of course.
Right? So think about that the next time you're chatting or not chatting with your fitness trainer, your whatever you want to call them, whatever.
Like we can get
think
into the
that.
Psychology of things. And there are, you know,
my favorite part.
Been studies done on people who have extensive plastic surgery.
Ooh. Oh, right.
You know, it's the same thing.
Yeah.
That they're trying to cover themselves up or make themselves somebody that they're not. They're trying to turn themselves into somebody else.
Right.
Is basically what they're doing. Now, that doesn't go for everybody.
Yeah.
It's not a blanket statement or anything like that. But there's severe cases, and those are people that don't want to work on themselves inside. Because when they look in the mirror, they don't like who they see.
Yeah.
And it's not that they don't like the physical appearance. They don't like their internal appearance.
Right.
You know?
Yeah. And yeah. I know that that's a concept that's kind of tough for a lot of people to grasp. Well,
correct.
Maybe not a lot of people.
Yeah.
I shouldn't generalize that big, but
well,
there are probably
some
people
in the next couple
listening.
Of shows, we'll develop some shows that kind of educate people on that. Understanding that side of things and why it's so important.
Yeah, maybe we could do that.
Yeah,
we could do that. So what's number seven? Are we moving on?
We are. We can. Okay. Absolutely.
Oh my gosh, it's 10:45.
No.
I can't believe how quick this hour goes. Oh well. Anyway, what's number seven?
But I'm probably not getting rich.
But I'm probably
Yeah.
Yeah. I honestly think it's there are few and far coaches because we do not actually have a product to sell.
Correct.
We are our product.
Mm-hmm.
But because we don't have a shake, a pill, a fat burner, a powder, and all that stuff, it's like we're trying to let people know that there's value in what we do, which we are letting people know that we have value. But it's tough because we're not put in a pink package, right?
Yeah.
Maybe we should wrap ourselves in like pink bows. And sell ourselves like no.
No. I'm good.
You don't want to put a big bow around your neck? That'd be cute.
Absolutely not.
You'd be so cute. Maybe people will come by and pet you.
Yeah.
All right, go. Number seven.
Yeah, but I'm probably not getting rich. So this is directly related to the actual instructor, the coach, the trainer, making money and trying to do well at it. And I'll be honest with you, a lot of the people that started out, when I started out, they're not trainers anymore.
Yeah.
I remember it was about 2 years in my business when we were, still individual businesses.
Yep.
I was making a ton of phone calls. I was like, oh my God, I need help. I need instructors. And I was picking up business very quickly, you know, boom for me very quickly. And, I made phone calls to people that I had met along the way and like, oh no, I'm on my way to my day job. And I'm like, well, are you still training? No, absolutely not. I gave that up. I just couldn't make it work.
Yeah.
And I met a lot of those people along the way that couldn't make it work. Now, a lot of what this person is saying is because a lot of them choose to work for big box gyms. Now, I did this at the beginning.
Yeah.
I worked for a studio. And what I was making per hour was sad.
Oh,
you
know? Well, yeah. Because
you know?
People aren't truly, the box gyms aren't finding the value of the education that people like us have been through.
They're just churning through sales.
That's right.
That's all they're doing.
And how can they possibly pay you what you're worth if you're going to a gym that's $9.99 a month?
Exactly.
Right? That doesn't make any sense.
Yeah.
You're not getting the value. You're not getting anything out of it.
It's all about numbers. It's all about sales.
Yeah.
That's what it comes down to. Look, they have so
we're
many
never gonna
square
do that,
feet.
Right?
No.
Okay.
No. It's not the way we work.
Sure.
Yeah.
Making sure we're still on the same page after 5 years, I think.
Yeah, we're good.
So. Yeah.
We're good. Yeah. So that's number seven. But, it's basically saying that this kind of almost puts it in a little bit of perspective, too.
Mm.
Maybe these trainers are just, you know, they're like, well, why should I help you so much? And this is maybe why people are having
those. They're not getting paid.
They're not getting paid.
Oh.
And it goes back to the, like, I'm sitting at a desk job and I feel like I'm getting taken advantage of. And it's no different.
Yeah.
It's absolutely no different. So maybe this is the reason why people are experiencing or having those bad experiences at those gyms.
Yeah.
When they meet and come across trainers and, you know, this trainer did this and just started out with me. And maybe they were just given a clipboard with a workout and here, let's follow
well,
this.
That's what
we
the,
see that
that's
all the time.
What they're told they're supposed to do.
Of
so
course.
It's kind of not their fault. You know what I mean? It's
sure.
kind of not their fault. And if that's what they were trained to do and that's what they're getting paid for, then, you know, you wouldn't go into a different type of job. And if your manager or boss or supervisor handed you something, an apron and said, you have to wear this. And you were like, screw you. I'm wearing a bathing suit to work. They'd be like, you can't do that.
No,
right?
You can't.
So if you, you know,
and you know what, by the way, mentioning bathing suits, I know we got a ton of snow on the ground. I don't want to keep reminding people of that.
Please don't.
But I'm going to tell you right now.
Yeah.
May and June are right around the corner.
May and June are right around the corner.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I say this.
Oh,
that I used to say this stuff all the time. If you want your body to look a certain way, then whatever you do today won't show for 3 months.
Yeah. Yeah. Ooh.
So, if you want a free consult with us, it's kind of where I'm going here.
Today.
Call today. You know?
I feel like you just put one of those like big red Zoom things around your head. Call today. Call now.
Right?
800. La, la, la. Yeah.
So it's 888-707-1102. Visit our our website, clubinhaleexhale.com. Mm. Fill out the newsletter, send us a message, let us know that you need some help or whatever you're looking for, and we'll get you set up, you know? No obligation. We're very easy to deal with.
As you can
really
tell
are,
in his voice. Actually, honestly, we are pretty easy to deal with.
Yeah. It's either you're in or you're not, and that's okay either way.
Yeah.
I'm not going to, you know, trying to push you in either direction. You got to make the decision yourself.
Yeah.
This is for you.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Yeah. It's so true. Yeah.
But I'm telling you right now, if you guys thinking that you're going to wait like until the end of April, May, to all of a sudden get in shape for June.
Oops.
Ain't going to happen.
Oops.
Yeah. That's a big oops.
Oh, boy. Yeah. So there was something else that I wanted to talk about real quick, too.
Sure.
Another post I did on Facebook the other day. Get fit in the gym, lose weight in the kitchen. I'm going to say that again.
Sure. Yeah.
Get fit in the gym, lose weight in the kitchen.
Yeah, well, we say it all the time. Abs
right?
are made where?
Abs are made in the kitchen.
Abs are made in the kitchen.
Right.
Come on, look, you're not going to see your abs unless...
So let's talk about that for a short period of time, because I know we're squeezed for time today.
Yeah,
we have so much to talk about. If you reversed that, lose weight in the gym, get fit in the kitchen... Right? That doesn't work.
Right.
Unless you're like plyo box jumping up onto your counters. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It doesn't make any sense. And here's the point that I want to make about this. Everybody has the same muscles, right? And everybody says, we'll take abs because our abs get tortured because everybody wants to have them.
Of course.
You just don't know. They're already there, guys.
They are.
You wouldn't be able to walk if you didn't
have six-pack
abs. I love when people say, abs.
I don't have abs. Correct. Let's remove the layer of fat, and they're there.
Again,
you'll
with
see
a smack.
It. You know? That's how we do it around here, right?
Yes.
Look, we don't sugarcoat stuff.
That is true. I'm brutally honest. Brutally honest. Anyway, moving on. Yeah. So, everybody in the world has six-pack abs. It's just the way you're born, right?
It's the anatomy of the human body.
Yes. Okay. And there's, you just have them.
Yeah.
So people say, how do I get abs? Ugh, makes me.
You can't out-train a bad diet.
Like you said, it's you have to get rid of your body fat.
Yeah.
That's why you don't have abs.
Correct.
Because you have body fat.
Right.
It's not, you don't get the abs because you went to the gym. You get the abs because you're then telling your body what you want, and you make changes to make sure that your abs are being seen
exactly
by you and to your satisfaction.
Yeah.
Because again, what is in shape, right? What is in shape and what's out of shape? Everybody has abs, so everybody actually is in shape because everybody has six-pack abs.
They do.
You just got to find them in there, and you got to peel off the layers of body fat.
Of course.
And I don't know how to explain it other than that, but for me, that's sort of a level of frustration when people say, can I have six-pack abs? Can I have arms like that? Can I have...
Sure.
You already have it.
Of course.
So stop trying to Frankenstein yourself and just eat a little bit better.
Yeah. Right.
That was my pal for the day. Sorry. So it's true. Get
Take
fit
the cookie
in
out of
the
your
gym.
Mouth.
Lose weight in the kitchen.
Yeah.
It's
a
true, absolute, 100% true story. I'm not making this stuff up.
Yeah.
I've seen it a million times.
Exactly. Is that cookie still in your mouth?
Me? I don't have a cookie.
No, I'm just talking to everybody else.
Oh, like, what? Really? You're making fun of people you don't even know.
No, I'm not making fun. I'm not making fun. Never make fun. Absolutely not. Just basically saying, make a choice.
Yeah.
Do you want six-pack abs? Well, there are certain things you must do and certain things you can't do.
Well, we don't really tell people no.
No, but guess what?
Oh, that was so funny last week.
We do. A little bit.
Well,
we let them know that if you want this, then this is what you need to do.
Yes, we gently pat them on the bottom.
That's all. Gently.
So I think number eight is crazy. Some of us still use steroids.
Yeah.
Woof.
What?
I'm gonna let you take that one.
Oh, really?
Yep.
Okay. So I'm gonna skip right down. I'm not going to say a lot of, right? There are some trainers that will use the whole, here's what we're going to do to get you build muscle, lose body fat. We're going to put this nutrition plan in place. We're going to put that workout plan in place. Mm-hmm. Also, we're going to give you supplements. Here are the particular supplements that we're going to use. We're going to use fat burners. We're going to use L-glutamine. We're going to use branched chain amino acids. We're going to do some protein shakes. We're going to keep your proteins high so we can get some more muscle in there. Oh, by the way, we're also going to throw in some steroids. This is sales. I know. Look at your face, man. You are freaking out right now. This are sales pitches from some trainers that are still out there today.
That's crazy.
I know. But it's part of their pitch. It's part of the allure of what's in the magazines. And it's kind of what they do. And
it is what they do.
Look, if you hear that.
Run.
Run the other way. I could do a whole month worth of shows on steroids. What people don't know and don't understand about them. Just one little tidbit.
Uh-huh.
Steroids never leave your body.
Oh, really?
They attach.
I don't even know anything about steroids.
They attach to your molecules.
Yeah.
Yeah. You start taking growth hormone, you actually start to change your DNA structure.
Yeah.
So that's why you see some of those foreheads and some of those very defined chins and jaw lines, and they start to change, get rigid. Oh. Yeah. That's your DNA changing. Yeah.
You had said that to me when I was getting interested in doing that fitness competition stuff a while back. And I was very new to sort of that part of the industry. And
sure.
I was like, and I knew you knew a little bit about it. And so we were chatting. And I will never forget the moment that I pointed out a woman to you that was on stage in heels, in the bikini, And I believe she was doing a figure competition, which is the one that's really sculpted, really sculpted.
Yes.
And you said, dude, look at her forehead. And I was like, what? You're like, look at the size of her forehead. That's not a woman's forehead.
Correct.
And we started talking about the growth hormones and all that stuff. And I will never forget the way you just said dude to me.
Mm-hmm.
It caught me so off guard that I thought, wow. And from that moment on, I knew I'm not even going to look into things like that and learn about steroids and learn about stuff. Because
right.
I don't even want to know.
Right.
I don't care.
Yeah.
I don't care to know any of that stuff where people are disfiguring themselves.
Correct.
To look like that.
Yeah.
To me, natural.
I was
gotta be
in
natural.
That world, never done them or anything like that, but I was in that world in terms of knowing and understanding and being educated on them. And you just do, you know, when you live that meathead lifestyle, call it the quote unquote meathead lifestyle.
Love it.
Yeah. Yeah. You're going to encounter that stuff. You're going to encounter people who are doing it, taking it.
That's crazy.
It is what it is in that world.
I don't understand what has to happen in your mind to say to yourself, yeah, I'm going to take steroids.
Yeah.
What is that thing? I would love to dig really deep into that.
Next week's show looks like it's going to be about that.
We'll see.
Yeah.
Yeah. Very good.
Okay.
Does that mean we're going?
Yeah.
No, I'm not going.
I have to.
I'm not leaving.
Yeah.
I'm staying.
Got to do it. So I'll tell you what, the last two ones here, we might be a bad fit.
Yeah.
You know, hey, you got to find a person that's right to work with for you. And so does your coach.
Yeah.
You know, coach might know. If they're a good coach, they'll tell you that you're not a great fit.
Yep.
And it's okay to fire me. So, yeah, make sure you
and
get the right person.
That goes both ways.
Exactly.
That goes both ways.
So I'll tell you what, we're going to leave everybody on that note. We'll come back next week. And I'll tell you what, next week's show is going to be straight up what that's going to be about.
Yeah?
Yeah.
All right. I got some research to do then.
So I want to thank everybody for listening. Coach Kelly, Chris, thank you so much. We'll be back next week. Stay tuned for the Green Chocolate Bar.
We are Club Inhale Exhale, headquartered in Billerica, Massachusetts.
Can't get to Billerica? Check us out in Danvers and Woburn.
Keep chatting with us at the bar at clubinhaleexhale.com
and facebook.com/clubinhaleexhale.
When you change your mind, you can change your body.